falling over Baghdad. Each one shouts democracy. Conscious kings and generals are brandished stars and stripes. From Rangoon to Los Angeles, selling oil, guns, and crack pipes. Missiles flying to the third world. Each one would kill a child. Bombs falling over Baghdad, where death and hunger are running wild. We had to destroy the village in order to save it, to help this forest grow. Well, first we had to pave it. Are everywhere. From the mountains of Seattle, come on now, to the streets of Tompkins Square. Empires fall, and this one will too. So, here's to the day when this one is.
Stack, we rearrange things a little bit. It's Stack. I'll drop that word. On the list is Justin. Justin, if you're here and ready to go.
Lying in the dunes, a clouded mind cracks open, moonlight washing through.
Ow!
Wow. Jenny and Freya, if you're ready.
Okay. All right, we're going to sing a couple of songs. First one is We Are Workers.
And people who might know it can sing too.
Yeah, everybody sing.
We are workers, girls and women, to the
the sweatshops we must go. Leave our children home a-crying. 15 hours the time goes slow. On the line now, on the line now. Cut your pieces and stand in line till the shift boss comes to tell you. Keep on working, your time is mine. Can the ache in my back feel the pain in my hands? All the money I make, gotta give to the man. 2 years on the line and the sickness takes hold. And I feel like I'm dying for another man's gold. Yes, I feel like I'm dying for another man's gold.
Well, moving right along.
Oh, wait, they're going to sing another one.
Oh.
More.
Okay, is that okay? This one is Grandmother's Back, so sing along, anybody knows it.
Grandmother's back, got bands to the groan, buddy, oh, press a man, pressing down, down, down. Grandmother's back, got bands to the ground, buddy, oh, press a man, pressing down, down, down. Oh, press a man, see what you're doing. Oh, press a man, creating a ruin. Oh, press a man, hear what I say now. Oh, press a man, be changing your ways now. Her body is not a commodity. Her body is not a commodity. Not a product to be bought and sold. Not to be mined for oil and gold. Not a product to be bought and sold. Not to be mined for oil and gold. She give all she got to give. She give what we need to live. She keep all the world alive. Without her we don't survive. So wake up. Na 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 na. Wake up, people. Hear the call. I said wake up. Na 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 na. Wake up, people. One and all, this disposable society we're living in today. Disposable society gonna throw itself away. Gonna throw itself away. Gonna throw it some way. So wake up!
Yeah.
I think we are.
Yep.
We
As
are.
A matter of fact,
cool.
Up next is the Portland Amalgamated Union Choir.
Yeah, we're just a little part of the choir, but we have this awesome choir in Portland called the Amalgamated Everlasting Union Choir Local 824, and it's really super fun. You guys should all get a choir. I have a flashlight too. We're gonna sing Road to Zora. No, do you? I will
should
if you.
We?
Yeah, we should tell them.
Okay, Road to Zora means red braids, and it's for Pippi Longstocking. And Road to Zora was an all-women's revolutionary cell in Germany in the 70s, and one of their actions was to like. Was it like they blew up the courthouse after an anti-abortion law was passed, and none of them ever got caught?
Yeah, they never got caught.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
And you can get arrested for singing this in German.
Yeah, for real, it's pretty crazy. Okay, we're going to butcher the German, so if you guys speak German, sorry. We don't. But we're going to sing it in English, too, so you'll...
Is Jan here?
Yeah.
You can sing if you want.
Okay. We always do that, okay. Stockton Martingale, vidi vidi vidi, bulle Schweine, alle groß und klein, tralala kriegen eine rein. Wir machen dieser Welt, vidi vidi vidi, uns gefällt. Kommt dem Kapital, illegalisch, scheißegal. We're having ein Haus, ein Haus, mit Peter und die Pitt. Die schauen durch den Fenster raus. We're having ein Haus, mit Peter und die Pitt.
Fidèle pour le sang, ma crafte qu'un défrait, c'est trit. Héroïne, malgré malgré dame, malgré hoops, ça, ça. Héroïne, Zora, du marche, ma sous, que felt. Héroïne, Zora, malgré malgré dame, malgré hoops, ça, ça. Héroïne, Zora. State and power and money, beady, 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 and the pig cops, all the big and small, tra-la-la, get one in the nose. We're making our world, beady, 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 how we like it. Fight capitalism, illegal or legal, it doesn't matter a shit. We've got a house, we're squatting our house, with Pater and Pitt. Who are only looking out the windows. We've got a house with Pater and Pitt. Who every cop they see, they punch them full in the snout. Hey, Rotozora, Molotov cocktail here, Molotov cocktail there, Molotov cocktail everywhere. Hey, Rotozora, you're doing what we like. Hey, Rotozora, Molotov cocktail here, Molotov cocktail there, Molotov cocktails everywhere. Hey, Rotozora, with such actions falls the patriarchy.
Oh my god, I don't know.
That's
so awesome.
Hummus?
We did that one earlier.
Yeah. Hummus? We can maybe try Bracero, but we might butcher it. It's so pretty though. God, I don't know. Okay, do you guys want to hear Bracero, Cold Tattoo, or Hummus?
Hummus!
Okay. I think I do too, but I like to read it because it makes me feel less nervous. You know, pages? Oh, yeah. This is such a great song. Yeah, it was. Okay. Oh, Mom was always wondering why I was into sports. Oh, Mom was always wondering why I was staying after school. I'm into sports, Mom, and also I'm in the locker room with the boys. I'm in the shower and I drop the soap every time. Homos. No one knows a homo like us. We love homos. Lesbians are cool. And the straights are fools. But you guys are all right. Lesbians rule. They're seen, but the homos are the coolest of the cool. Homos, homos.
Okay, ready?
They never knock my front door. They never ring on the phone. They always come through the back door, through the window, through the throne. Homos. Homos.
So rad, because it goes from like 7 people to 40, and we sing at everybody's demos, and everyone loves us. The benefits, we rock, we're the best. And what I think needs to happen is that everyone needs to have a choir everywhere, and you guys can all have your own songs and stuff. But we have this great songbook that has like 41 songs in it, and if you write to Mo or Q is for choir in Portland, yeah, Oregon, they'll send you your own tape and booklet so that you can learn all the songs. Awesome. And then if we all learn the songs, there will be like a 5,000 member choir and we'll all know.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, so get your songbooks by the next Monday.
That's right.
Yeah. You can get them at
you're doing 5,000 people singing. Cocktail there.
Yeah. Okay.
That was fabulous. Okay, next. For your dining and dancing pleasure, we have Feral and Pond Water.
Yeah,
pond scum
is a hair.
We
want to
be
loved.
Pond water.
Pond scum.
Pond scum, excuse me.
Pond scum. But it's lower.
No,
pond scum is still.
Okay. They'll be along later.
Solo.
Okay. All right, Storm, are you ready? You want to go now?
Yeah.
You ready, Storm?
Storm, throw down.
Storm.
He just checked with me and he wasn't next.
We're ready. Me and Spring are ready. All right. Should we go?
Yeah, go.
You ready?
Here we go.
Up too far, man.
Are you doing some Marxist space up there?
Yeah, baby.
Greg, you're up.
Yeah.
Well,
which one are you doing first?
Let's try the Martian song first. What do you feel?
I feel the Martian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last year at the Colorado Rendezvous, me and Doug played. We were the Violent Males. But we spelled it M-A-I-L-S, so I think we could still be called that, and it works.
We're going postal.
Terrible thing, it's a transformation with an urge to kill. Not the body of a man from Earth, not the face of the one you love, because I turned into a Martian. Whoa, I can't even recall my name. Whoa, I can't even remember my name for that. Whoa, I turned into a Martian today. I walk down city streets on an unsuspecting human world. In your midst, this world is mine to own, because I turned into a Martian. Whoa, I can't even recall my name. Whoa, times I hardly even sleep at night. Whoa, I turned into a Martian today. Rich. Whoa, times I heard needing my name. Tell me what the fuck is my name.
Martian!
Sorry. Eric, you can take your guitar back now if that was... That wasn't the best rendition of that song I've ever played, but... Don't you hate musicians who apologize? That's so pitiful.
I think I'm going to strum like every eighth chord. Okay, now the other one.
You didn't know Spring was a punk rocker, did you?
I resent that.
Shut up, Black Carhartt.
No, because I've always been a punk rocker. It's been obvious.
You resemble that comment, Spring.
Where does the other one start?
On B, fret 7.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is a song called Operation. It's about a simple procedure you can go into the doctor and have. And if you go to Oregon, you can have the procedure for free.
And in California, Planned Parenthood free.
Ready?
Wait a second.
A, G.
Okay, that part.
Got it. I'm just gonna keep going, okay?
Go for it.
I went to see a rabbi, got this by his advice. I want an operation, I will not bother eyes. I
Operation, operation, snip and tie. Snip and tie. Operation, operation, snip and tie. Snip and tie. I went to see a preacher. He said my eye is crazy. I should not even try this operation. Operation, snip and tie. Snip and tie. Operation, operation, snip and tie. Snip and tie. But I've just seen a surgeon, and with a knife to cut, say, this world is such a rush. Operation, operation, snip and tie, snip and tie. Operation, operation, snip and tie, snip and tie. I had an operation, a statement of our times. They tied my balls together. What's inside's not alive. Operation, operation, snip and tie, snip and tie. Operation, operation, snip and tie. Step in time.
All right. Okay, where are we here? Okay, Storm, are you here yet?
Yeah.
All right, you're on.
Does anybody have a headlamp I can borrow?
Farrell's got a headlamp.
Yes, I only. Great, I only need one. No, don't throw it. Don't ask me how I did that. Don't ask me to do it again.
Your lid dropped. Here, Storm, you lost
your lid.
But it's got sand on it now.
Oh, man, I lost my lid.
All right, I got a couple of poems here. One of them I wrote, one of them somebody else wrote. I lost my lid, man. Okay. Oh, man, you want to hear something really pathetic? I lost the poems, too.
Improvise!
Oh, man, that's really sad. I did something like that.
Uh-oh.
Well,
guess you don't need that light anymore.
No, I don't. How many of y'all remember a musician named Gary Newman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary Newman. Okay, No, that was Randy Newman. Common mistake. Back in the late 70s, Gary Newman ran around with this really interesting band called Tubeway Army, and they did primarily, like, synthesized alternative music. And when I was in high school in the late 70s, it was about 78 or 79, they released this really, really awesome album called Replicas. And there was a song on there that really, really impressed me, not only the song, but the lyrics, the poem that went with it. And the name of the song is Down in the Park. And in the mid-90s, the Foo Fighters covered it and did a really awesome guitar rendition of it. And I know the poem by heart. It's an excellent one. It's called Down in the Park, and it was written by Gary Newman in, I think, 79. Down in the park, where the mock men meet the machines and play kill by numbers. Down in a park with a friend called Five. I was in a car crash, or was it the war? But I've never been quite the same. Little white lies like I was there. Come to the Zomzoms, a place to eat like it was built in one day, where you can watch the humans trying to run. Oh, look, there's a rape machine. I'd go outside if he'd look the other way. You wouldn't believe the things they do. Down in the park where the chant is death, death, death until the sun cries morning. Down in the park with friends of mine. We are not lovers and we are not romantics. We are here to serve you. A different face, but the words never change. If I find that other poem, I'll come back and read it. I'm going to need this flag for a few more minutes.
To get a free head there.
And it worked. Oh, man. Okay. Next on the hip parade is Air and is going to be doing a song for us. So, Air, are you, if you're ready.
Air! Oh, except that is Olive One here? Oh, can I go later because my friend who's going to sing with me isn't here.
Sure.
Maybe we could announce them to people so people would have time to get ready so they know who they come after.
Sure, you can do that too.
Yeah. That would be complex.
That's pretty high quality.
Okay, next two acts up would be Spring and Dave Rolvix.
Did you really?
So next would be Spring and then Dave Rolvix.
Spring.
What?
Spring.
Oh my god.
It's the spring and friendship.
Where's Air? Wasn't Air gonna go?
His partner. Oh, he's getting
his partner. He's not here. He's not the coach. All is one is gonna sing with me.
Oh, cool. Would you want to play Nando?
Did she be Allison?
Yes.
We won't. What you feel like?
They're not there anymore. I'll just do this one and we'll see. Are we in two?
Yeah.
Alright, folks. Talk amongst yourselves.
And a time limit?
Now stop talking and listen, goddamn it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That was Ani DiFranco, and that's on her album Up, 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 Up. which one did you want?
One. Four. I don't know. But whatever. I'm done. Whatever you want.
Okay. Let's see, Warrior.
All right. So yet again, we want to put this out. I know she's been mentioned a lot, but she's in our hearts, and she's in a cell in Seattle, and she's a warrior of the earth, like all of us. And my friend came back.
All right, yeah. Your friend came back.
All right. Pull up.
Can you sing your mic down here for a second?
So All Is One and I are going to sing a song. Definitely sing along.
The latter was just created today, so.
Yeah, the second part of the song. The first part's a kind of a cover, so to speak, and the second part we just created today, walking in amongst the desert.
I go to the water, to the water to see my reflection, who I've come to be. I go to the water to see my reflection, who I've come to be. I go to the water to dive, to arch from the high rock while closing my eyes. I go to the water to dive, to arch from the high rocks while closing my eyes. I go to the water to bathe, to wash my eyes clean in the pools of cool rain. I go to the water to bathe, to wash my eyes clean in the pools of cool rain. I go to the water to die, to spread my wings out and I fly so high. I go to the water to die, to spread my wings out and I fly so high. And I go to the desert to heal, to lie in the hot sand as the secrets reveal. I go to the desert to heal, to lie in the hot sand as the secrets reveal. I go to the desert to pray, to get lost in the vastness on a warm winter's day. I go to the desert to pray, to get lost in the vastness of a warm winter's day. I go to the desert to hear, hear the power of silence like the drop of a tear. I go to the desert to hear the power of silence like a drop of a tear. I go to the desert to inspire, to ignite resistance and
fan the flames of desire.
I go to the desert to inspire, to spark our resistance and ignite our desire.
One more time.
I go to the desert to inspire, to ignite our resistance and spark our desire.
Thank you.
what you believe. Don't let nothing turn your back on the goal. Ain't no time for reprieve. Come on, put your heart into it now.
Welcome to the Mojave. Here it is. Hey, my name is Daniel Patterson. I'm a radical poet. I used to work for the Bureau of Land Management in this very desert. And don't hold that against me. I'm going to do some poems. They all rhyme. And I work with a poetry collective called Mothership Militia, out of Tucson, Arizona. And y'all, some of y'all might have went down by through Death Valley, and this is dedicated to the U.S. Air Force on behalf of Death Valley, and I'm going to especially dedicate it to Senator John McCain, my favorite senator from Arizona, who I hope crashes and burns in the presidential election. So anyways. Yeah.
Like if you're the candidate.
That's right. That's right. So I was standing in the hot morning sun just taking a piss, and from over those desert mountains I heard this awful growing hiss. I looked up, and it wasn't a rattlesnake. It was way more scary. It's the flying death squads of the fucking U.S. military. Coming at me low and fast across the desert sky, blasting by on the fly as I wonder just why do these yahoos terrorize the wilderness, pumping pollution and noise on the wildlife as they rest? So I put my fist in the air in opposition to these suckers. U.S. out of Death Valley, crash and burn, motherfuckers. This poem is called WTO Busta. And I'm going to send it out to all you tear gas huffers in the crowd. We got a whole level of addiction in this movement now, I think. So I left Tucson on a long journey to the northwest corner of the nation on a mission to stick it to the World Trade Organization. A pack of nine Tucson freak activist players step off into Seattle rain and up to some guy named Fagalas. The first 2 days connecting and scheming at 420 Denny Way, training for the N30 day. And you could see us coming because we weren't in flannel. The Tucson group was sporting the flyest desert camo. On a mission to represent Southern Arizona and Seattle. Get that light closer. Power to the people and stop the WTO. I'm on the core communications team, the radio and scanner scene, to see and hear, but don't be heard or seen. Call me 10, but then remember there's other two sonin. Schlitz, potato salad, grapefruit, and tofu chocolate pie. Turnip in the King County Jail, zip that lip, and we had roast beef, the old school cheap, and main course, the source of legal information to get your ass out of jail. And we're winning on the streets because the youth is smarter, faster, and buffer. Sucking more tear gas than a teenage huffer. And all the way exposing the WTO and its plans to lay waste to our health, fair wages, and the land. A huge win for the people. No compromise, no compliance. Viva Revolucion! Viva Sonoran Justice Alliance! We beat the WTO in Seattle, but those chumps will be back tomorrow. But we're ready and we know. El movimiento, no ha terminado. So watch it, fat cats, when we're in your town, because we are the world and we'll shut your ass down. I just got two more. One of my biggest influences in poetry is Gil Scott Heron. Totally excellent, and he does a song called Whitey on the Moon. So this is a song, it's based on that poem, Whitey on the Moon. I'd call it Whitey Goes Down. So a Mexican threw a rock, and he got shot by a cop, and you know that Whitey's still on top. You jail the brother in the cell, a lifetime under lock, and on that day you can tell that Whitey's still on top. Perfume pale faces, cooling it in golden glass towers while we're sweating in the heat. But Whitey's not one man a race, but the whole damn corporate power elite. But the people are ready and quick on their feet, and the youth are strong, and it won't be long till we win and Whitey gets beat. Okay, this is the last one, and this is about this place, which is the Mojave National Preserve. And in case you didn't know, and in case you haven't noticed all the cow shit all around this place, and you can thank the National Parking Lot Service for their complete mismanagement of grazing in this place. It's an atrocity. It's the worst grazing damage in the Mojave Preserve. No doubt about it, livestock grazing is the number one problem in the western U.S. for endangered species. So this is about grazing. I saw some cows in the Mojave National Preserve. I should have shot them. And if I would have had my AK-47, I would have got them. Ranchers giving the desert a beating it doesn't deserve. Clinton's land legacy is draw lines on a map and call it a preserve. The nerve of the National Dark Service. Allowing the pounding of critical habitat, it's making critters nervous. But I saw some cows in the Mojave National Preserve. I should have shot them. And if I would have had my 45, I would have got them. Let the carnivores have some beef and save those cows the grief of the Roundup, the feedlot, the burger fast food for the breeders in the minivan so fat and rude. Question grazing and listen to the political curve. The eco-criminals Bruce Babbitt and Dianne Feinstein defending cows in our Mojave National Preserve. Get them out, says Earth First. We'll go broke, the ranchers squeal. Their voodoo economics are revealed, and it's our natural heritage that they steal. Assholes, no deal. So I saw some cows in the Mojave National Preserve, and I should have shot them. And if I would have had my shotgun, I would have got them. So be a desert lover and help the tortoise recover. Stand for the land and give her the defense she deserves. Act now. Take out a cow on your visit to the Mojave National Preserve.
Oh man, I forgot to put my cowboy hat on.
I should have shot him. That's what I
said. You got him.
Storm, I understand you found that other poem you were looking for.
Yes, I did. All right, so we're going to try this again. I wrote this in Seattle. I was hanging out at a friend's house, and it was a few days before everything started, and I kind of had a sense of what was coming, and that will be revealed in this poem. And I haven't found a title for it yet, but there's a great opportunity here for audience participation. Okay? There's a whole bunch of verses in this, and I got them all in the wrong order, so this is going to be kind of cute. And the last line of every verse is the same, and that's what I need your help in. And when I get to the last line, I'm going to hold my finger up, and you're going to say, "Great green gobs of goo." Okay? Each time I hold my finger up. Valid point. Okay. And also, yeah, you know what? If anybody wants to put song to this, I'm all over it. I think it'd be a great idea. Yeah, it will be soon. Okay. And I need help with the title. So if anybody has any imaginative ideas for a title, definitely come talk to me. Well, that's kind of obvious. Okay. Two sweet little girls on the corner. Little Red Wagon Store. They had lemonade and candy, smiles, balloons, and more. Asked me if I could help them raise money for a squizzamaroo. I paid them each a fortune for...
Great green gobs of goo.
All right. Where's the next verse? Okay. Looking for a head rush to share with the girl next door. She asked me to please explain what the hell I'd been looking for. I found me a sinus infection, enough for me and you. All I got is a head full of snot. My girlfriend is a head case with an IQ of 222. She puts laxatives in my kind bud and then locks me out of the loo. I said, "I don't have time for your mind games. I take my leave of you." She said, "What have you got that I ain't got?" The fat man on the hilltop built a factory or two. He made himself a bundle. He'll share none of it with you. Poisoned the air and water. Killed the critters, too. I mailed him a package. Bought the Sunday paper, looking for something new. I opened up the classifieds to find a call girl or two. She came over quickly, said, "What can I do for you?" That's when I went and got undressed. Two or more together will make a church for me. A collection of creepy crawlers for everyone to see. All my friends are freakers, escaped from a cosmic zoo. Yeah, we all worship together. I heard there'd be a riot, something I couldn't miss. Joined the crowds in the street fight and got a tear gas kiss. Pushed the cops into the harbor, the lawyer said to sue. Revolution is the solution. Thunder in the distance, lightning in the sky, earthquakes, wind, and hail, and make me wonder why. Tsunamis on the ocean, landslides crashing through, tall majestic volcanoes spewing. Jesus came down from heaven with Muhammad and Buddha too, Moses, Krishna, Zoroaster, hey, even Winnie the Pooh. They caught me in the casino, filling slots with airplane glue. They asked me, "What have you got to show for yourself?" I said,
"Great green gobs of goo."
That's it.
Okay.
Let's see. Alice One, are you here?
Revolution is the solution.
Alice One?
Oh, yes. Please? Greetings, my friend. Hello?
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 Hello? For those of you who don't know, the moon, it's a half moon this evening. Just so you know.
Oh,
What is that?
Yeah, light one up. Light one up.
Burn one down.
So, I'd like to share. I feel like channeling Paloma at this moment, wherever she is. And then I'm going to... Yeah. This is called Radical. I'm told to be reasonable. Maybe I'll read the flashlight. Hold on. Radical. I'm told to be reasonable. Think of the economy. When entire forests are fragmented, to give a temporary job to a feller buncher. We're told that we're radicals for opposing multinational thieves of the tattered remains of the creator. While the forest disservice sells off the land to the highest bidder to be raped, pillaged and shorn, they call us radicals. But radical is from the roots, where Wolverine meets riffraff, goshawk swoops to protect her home. We can do no less. Crooked politicians try to steal our voice, invalidating pen and ink that shouts, protect the land! Laws are nothing but paper changed upon a whim, controlled by corporate dollars, extracting, poisoning, and murdering until there's nothing left. But radical is from the roots, where Wolverine meets riffraff. Goshawk swoops to protect her home. We can do no less. I'd like to share a haiku. I actually have a poetry book too, but I didn't bring it, so I'll just share a haiku from the top of my head that was created on our way down here. And we stopped at these hot springs, beautiful Buckeye hot springs. And grace of sage, snow, soul, springs. Pulse of steam, surging creek, surrender to heal. And here's another one. We went into Death Valley and had a most interesting experience on top of this high crag where we sat to circle. And we're sitting there enjoying this incredible day, and there was this storm in Death Valley, and there were rainbows, and it was really a powerful experience. We're sitting there on the rock just doing our circle and whatnot, and then all of a sudden the canyon right to the left of us shoots up one of those big old jet fighter planes that Daniel was talking about, and it circled us twice. And it didn't come back a third time. Because from somewhere came a stone. Anyway. But this is it. A haiku from that. Desert sky rumbles. We're walking prayers of fire. Earth, rain, air, desire. And lately I've been putting the haiku to songs, so I'll do it, and then I'm out of here. So. Desert sky rumbles. We're walking prayers of fire. Rain, air, desire.
All right.
I think Dave Rolvix, are you here?
Yeah.
All right, Dave, you're on.
Yeah, I do.
When I check the tuning, no, I
we're downwind here.
Definitely, David. It's pretty intense.
Oh my god. Okay. So this is like Tom Waits. Yeah, definitely. Everything. I thought I'd do this song, even though I sort of did it around the fire last night, just to make sure that I could introduce it, because it's kind of weird and wouldn't want anybody wondering too much. It's a song for the alligators, and the situation is that they're going extinct, and the shriveling effect is what's happening, and yeah. They're being born with genetic mutations as a result of dioxin in their water or something. And it's supposed to be happening to everybody else too, just not quite as quickly as to the alligators. And when I first heard about what was happening to them, I thought there couldn't possibly be a better way of trying to get your average sort of beer-drinking slob to become an environmental activist. Everybody's getting cancer at a geometrical rate. Maybe it's something you drank or breathed, or maybe it's something you ate. Perhaps this doesn't concern you. Hey, we've all gotta go sometime, but maybe I can tell you something to make you change your mind. The alligator dicks are shriveling up, and soon they'll all be through. Yeah, the alligator dicks are shrinking fast, and it will happen to you. It will happen to you, boys, it will happen to you. The alligator dicks are shriveling up, and it will happen to you. Well, they're an indicator species, like canaries in the mine. They're the first ones to kick the bucket when things might otherwise seem fine. So let's be frank and honest, as this situation begs. Boys, what are you gonna do about that thing between your legs? 'Cause the alligator dicks are shriveling up, and soon they'll all be through. Yeah, the alligator dicks are shrinking fast, and it will happen to you. It will happen to you, boys, it will happen to you. The alligator dicks are shriveling up, and it will happen to you. Well, I'm not beating around the bush, I'm making you a promise. Say goodbye to Long Dong Silver, hello to Tiny Thomas. You can forget about Viagra, boys, what I mean is it's all a matter of minutia when you've got a half-inch penis. 'Cause the alligator dicks are shriveling up, and soon they'll all be through. Yeah, the alligator dicks are shrinking fast, and it will happen to you. It will happen to you, boys, it will happen to you. Pesticides in the ground, radiation in the wind, yeah, there's poison all around. So if you care about your loved ones, boys, that's what I'm telling you. 'Cause the alligator dicks are shriveling up, and soon they'll all be through. Yeah, the alligator dicks are shrinking fast, and it will happen to you. It will happen to you, boys, it will happen to you. The alligator dicks are shriveling up, and it will happen to you. I did this a couple times already, but I just wrote it a few days ago, and I'm fond of it, and I've just been up Big Mountain for a week, and it's just wonderful stuff what's going on over there. I mean, except for the relocation and the coal mine, and other than that, it's really cool, yeah. But
Yeah, I'm like, and I love doing this with Solstice singing with me. Let's see, how's it going?
Across these pastures, and your trees all go to feed your hungry mill. You would have us live in rows of shacks without our sheep on your church rock uranium spill. What if they were coming for your grandma? What if they were coming for your child? What if they were tearing up the ground beneath your feet? Even taking the rivers that were once running wild. Oh, what would you do if they were coming for you? Come to Big Mountain, bring everything you can, come today. This is the land where we belong, and this is the land where we will stay. What if they were coming for your grandma? What if they were coming for your child? What if they were tearing up the ground beneath your feet? Even taking the rivers that were once running wild. Oh, what would you do if they were coming for you? What would you do if they were coming for you? What would you do if they were coming for you?
Big Mountain. Okay, sing with me. I hope I can get more people singing on this one. This is a... God, if I can survive the smoke. This is a quote, a Mother Jones quote. at least the first line of the chorus is. They bombed Philadelphia, killed women and children and men. It's an old story, we see it again and again. They shot into houses while people burned inside. So many have fought and so many good people have died. They murdered and put MOVE in prison. Now they're bringing more forces to bear. Are we gonna let them strap MOVE up to the electric chair? Or will we pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living? Stand up on our feet or die in slavery. Is there somebody here whose life is not worth giving? Who's it gonna be if it isn't you and me? They killed Crazy Horse, drove his people onto the reserve. Killed children in Buffalo, some lower power to serve. People starved and they died behind the impassable wall. In teepees and churches and even ghost dancers would fall. Now from Columbia to Big Mountain, relocation is rearing its head. Will we turn our backs or recall what the good woman said? Will we pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living? Stand up on our feet or die in slavery. Is there somebody here whose life is not worth giving? Who's it gonna be if it isn't you and me? They poison the water, they poison the air and the earth. Who here believes that the dollar is all that our planet is worth? They cut down the forests, they cut down the mountains, and anything else they can take. What a cynical greed to do business, knowing all life is at stake. Now as they destroy all that remains, who here will part with the last? Will we raise our voice to the madness? Rise up, lock down, stand fast. Will we pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living? Stand up on our feet. Stand up on our feet or die in slavery. Is there somebody here? Is there somebody here whose life is not worth giving? Who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be if it isn't you and me? From Manila to Managua, how many have died in our name? Santiago to Santo Domingo, it is a murderous scheme. From Baghdad to Belgrade, mass slaughter from 10,000 feet. But from Hanoi to Havana, there is talk of the tiger's defeat. Now will we wait for the next time to kill kids on some faraway shore? Or will we throw a wrench in the gears as we shout, no mas, no more? Will we pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living? Stand
me. Is there somebody here whose life is not worth giving? Who's it gonna be if it isn't you and me?